What do the letters KUWTK mean to you? If you thought it was a radio station call sign or perhaps a Kazakh government agency, you'd be me. The meaning of that acronym, I learned only this weekend, stands for a narrative which transcends Western culture. Within this narrative, there exists a sort of everyman, not as a character within the story itself, but existing on the periphery, reacting to said story. Many of you listening already know the meaning. I'm talking, of course, about keeping up with the Kardashians.
Welcome to my family.
Hey, Kim, right here.
I'm Kim Kardashian.
The princess is in the building.
I'm Khloe.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians debuted on Entertainment Television in 2007. The formula was simple. Each episode showed the inner lives of the privileged Kardashian-Jenner family members. There'd be some drama, usually between Kim, Khloe, or another one of the sisters, about something that was small enough to be resolved in an hour. There was widespread condemnation. Critics and consumers alike made fun of the show, the family members themselves, and more importantly, the shallow Hollywood lifestyle the Kardashians represented. This is all to say that people watched the hell out of it. Keeping Up with the Kardashians became the reality TV show and reshaped the genre. The show went on for 20 seasons. That's 14 years. Keeping Up started while Bush was in power and ended a year into the Biden presidency. That's longer than most juntas. Should also be mentioned that the reason the show ended is because the Kardashians wanted it to end. But barely a year after canceling KUWTK, the Kardashians inked a deal to reboot the show. Hulu agreed to pay them nine figures for exclusive airing rights. The title for the new show trimmed all the fat, leaving just the Kardashians. Talk to someone on the street, and chances are they're going to have an opinion on the Kardashians. They'll probably talk about how they represent a culture of celebrity worship, that they're famous for being famous, all those different talking points. I'd read reviews online criticizing the new Hulu show for not taking enough risks and relying on the same formula as Keeping Up. I, of course, had never seen Keeping Up, so I really didn't mind it. And having watched the first episode, that's really what I think of the show as a whole. I don't mind it. This past Friday night, I turned on the first episode of The Kardashians. Despite not having billions of dollars and the bodacious body of Kim K, I found myself enjoying the show. Part of it is that I'm from Los Angeles, and there's a certain novelty in seeing your hometown in the eyes of a tourist. Watching the show also took me back to when I was a kid. In the first episode, the family hosts a quote-unquote normal backyard barbecue and eats catered chicken nuggets and mac and cheese from stainless steel serving bowls. Occasionally, I went on elementary school playdates at a certain friend's home in the Hollywood Hills, glimpsing into that stratospheric level of privilege, the open floor plans, the sleek white exterior finishes. My most vivid memory was observing how unperturbed that all seemed by it. The Balenciaga clothing, the luxury mansions, their entire life. Back when I was a kid, I remember feeling uncomfortable when I was at that friend's house. Looking at all the wealth, I felt like I had intruded on some sacred ritual I had no right witnessing. And yet there I was, standing on the tertiary, looking into a foreign world. I was observing unmistakable normalcy. Relative, of course, but normalcy nonetheless. Speaking of normalcy, the show attempts normal situations that you and I might have. I've already mentioned the backyard barbecue, and during that, there's a moment when Saint West, Kim and Kanye's 6-year-old son, is playing Roblox on the iPad.
Wow.
He comes over to Kim with the tablet to show her what he's doing, and Kim realizes there's an inappropriate thing in the game.
Chloe, you look at this?
What?
Let me see.
I can put a pillow in a chair.
Chloe, come here. I feel like you're the only one.
I have a 7-year-old brother who also plays Roblox, and inevitably I've also been in those awkward situations. It was a cool moment, knowing I could empathize with Kim Kardashian, even over something innocuous as seeing something in an iPad game.
Oh, well then we're suing them if it's a game with my name and picture.
That is, until it's revealed what's on the screen.
I looked at it and it said something super inappropriate, like Kim's new sex tape. This is supposed to be unreleased footage from my old sex tape. the last thing that I want as a mom is for my past to be brought up 20 years later, especially when it's this.
For the rest of the episode, Kim tries to sue Roblox to remove her sex tape from the game. She's worried that it will distract people from her upcoming appearance hosting Saturday Night Live. So yeah, it's not quite our town, but the Kardashians is still entertaining. If you have the password to your sister's Hulu premium account, like I do, I highly recommend checking out the first episode. Episode 2 is already out, and episode 3 comes out on April 28th. So yeah, for WNUR News, I'm Nick Song, and I just reviewed the Kardashians.
The princess is in the building!